In an era where psychological warfare and soft attacks have become the new mode of conflict, journalists and media personalities have taken up roles in the front line. History is well aware of journalists who have faced human rights violations and inhumane treatment at the hands of world governments, sometimes the governments of their own countries, just because they were doing their job. Now, the real question is, what makes the world governments so afraid of journalists such that they subject them to mistreatment? The main role of journalism is to shed light on what's happening around the world, not leaving out injustice committed by the so-called world powers to achieve self-righteous goals. In an era where public power is everything, the act of directing public attention towards atrocities committed by these powers can be very detrimental to those in charge. And this is how journalists come face to face with oppressive powers. Soon after the cold-blooded murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, another journalist has been subjected to injustice. Marzia Hashmi was captured and detained by the FBI due to unspecified reasons in the United States of America on 13th of January 2019. Marzia Hashmi, born Melanie Franklin, is an American journalist and a Black Lives Matter activist who worked for the Iranian news channel Press TV. Throughout her career, she has been vocal about issues facing the Muslims and the black community in the States. According to her son, she was filming a documentary about Black Lives Matter for Press TV in St. Louis when she was taken into custody by the FBI. Several sources say that she was shifted to a cell in Washington, D.C., where initially her headscarf was removed from her against her will, and she was stripped of her right to get halal food. If we take a brief look at the history of her work, the real cause of it all plays out. The reason for this illegal detention is the same as was the reason for the surveillance and the imprisonment of revolutionaries like Martin Luther King Jr. A look at her work would reveal her opinions on the despicable white privilege, the failure of the Trump administration, and the US government's wars in foreign lands and regime change policies, which is precisely the reason why she's being subjected to such human rights violations. The real issue is that activists like Hashmi remain a thorn in the eyes of the so-called world powers, who don't back off from finding and in most cases creating reasons for arresting, detaining, maltreating, torturing and even murdering activists who dare to speak against them. In such a situation, complete silence maintained by the Pakistani media and people over this issue is a moment of shame for the entire nation. Journalists like Hashmi put their lives at stake to tell us what we need to know about the real motives and goals of these powers. And in recompense, the least we can do is make the correct use of social media and keep their names and works alive. It is required that journalists all come together to protest this event, because if one journalist can get into trouble for doing the right thing, no other truth-telling journalist is safe anymore. We hope you liked our video. For more such videos, like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel.